You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs edition. Joined as usual by Kerry Muscat, Cubs beat reporter. And things are never dull around the old Northside team. Major activity on the free agent front, but before getting into any of those endeavors, a very interesting and somewhat curious trades last weekend coming out of a general manager's meeting, acquired second baseman Tommy La Stella from the Braves for Aroldis Vizcaino. Most of the time Vizcaino spent with the Cubs. He was recovering from Tommy John surgery, got back on the mound last year. But I think La Stella is the intriguing part of this, obviously. Kerry, an on-base guy, but a guy that's played nothing but second base his whole career with the Cubs' heavy inventory of middle infielders. What do you make of this pickup?
I think the reason they did it, at least according to General Manager Jed Hoyer, is that La Stella has the qualities that they are looking for in players, you know, guys who get on base, guys who are good contact hitters. He doesn't have any power. I think he had one home run last year off of Strasburg, which isn't bad, but still, we're not going to count on him for 20 home runs. But he's the type of hitter that might fit well at the top of the order. I think they're also looking at him. You know, people might say, well, they already have, you know, Baez and Castro. They have plenty of infielders. I think the situation here is that they don't necessarily need La Stella on opening day. If you're putting the roster together here in November, they can kind of give him some time to get on track. He did really well his first 40-something games and then didn't do so well the last 40-something games. So they could give him some time. They're kind of looking at him as like a Chris Coughlin. That would be a comparable, you know, somebody who maybe started in the minors and then became a key factor down the road with the team. You know, they acquired Coughlin last year. Nobody knew where he was going to fit, and he became just a really key part for their outfield. So I guess La Stella's an interesting piece. Hoyer, you know, insisted that this is somebody that they've had their eye on for a long time and that we shouldn't read anything more into this, that it's not, I think the word was precursor to some other move, because I think on social media it exploded that they're going to be trading Baez and trading Castro, and that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah, I the big picture, I don't buy into the wave of people thinking that the Cubs now are getting ready to pull off a big trade just because they have this inventory of position player prospects. I mean, you know, I think if the right deal comes along in the next year, year and a half, they'll certainly be able to trade young hitting for pitching, but, you know, that they would necessarily be looking to go out and make that big move right now doesn't, you know, based on the people I talk to, the people you talk to, that's certainly not what we're hearing. Could La Stella beat out Javier Baez for the second base job next spring, assuming they're both there? I mean, the Cubs have said Baez is the guy, even though he had crazy high strikeout totals this year. Could he be a guy to somewhat push Baez in spring training?
Possibly, but Javi played really well at second base. I think we've talked about this before, with Javi's track record, he's always had a slow start at each level. So what they're hoping is that after having the experience at the big league level in 2014, that will help him in 2015, and he'll know what he has to work on and get better. I think Baez is a better defender at second, even though he's a true shortstop, but I think he's a better defensive player at second base than La Stella. And I've also heard where they may have La Stella play a little third base this spring to get familiar there so that they could use him more. He could be a really key guy off the bench. My understanding, and I don't know Joe Maddon's style that well yet, but my understanding is he likes to use a lot of players, and if he can, you know, maybe make a switch later in the game, put La Stella in there someplace, maybe that's the way they go.
Yeah, looking at La Stella, though, you know, in the minors, he's actually his whole pro career, last four seasons, never played any place but second base. That doesn't mean you can't, but he hasn't. And you know, his minor league OPS, 881, really good. I mean, that's just really a tick below the level of all of the Cubs, Jorge Soler's and all these guys. I mean, I think Lestelle is a really intriguing player. Just me personally, I'll be in, intrigued to see what they do with him going forward. But the Cubs, on the day we're taping this, I believe John Lester may be in town or coming to town, and we've got the Hawk, the winner has come before Thanksgiving. I hope they bring in a nice heavy coat with them to the airport. But before getting on to Lester, Russell Martin, Cubs made a very strong push to sign him, identified him as a difference maker, not just behind the plate, but with leadership in the clubhouse. But as we knew they would, they had a choking point in the talks and got outbid by the Blue Jays, who went 5 years and $82 million to keep him. Where do you think that leaves the Cubs in terms of the catching situation, Kerry? My own opinion, Wellington Castillo, you could upgrade, but pretty decent catcher they already have. Do you think they look at that as a position they need to improve, or was it just Martin's availability that kind of triggered it?
It could be a little of both. I know they were really disappointed in Welly because he did so well in the second half of 2013 and wasn't able to carry that over. You know, he had 274 in 2013, and then he only hit 237 last year. And he tends to have just little nagging injuries that slow him down, which has also been a problem. Defensively, he's really improved. And so if you can pick up, my feeling is that a catcher number one should be a catcher, and that's his main emphasis. And if you get the home runs, if you get the average, then that's a real bonus. I think Castillo has really improved in his pitch calling and his defensive abilities. I think he's much better. They could use an upgrade, but I just think he's much better than maybe, you know, it's not like they were horrible at catcher, that type of thing. So they got outbid. I mean, kudos to the Blue Jays. I think they got a great guy. And the other thing, you know, they're an American League team. They can offer Martin the chance to DH a couple days, so he won't have to be behind the plate as much. That will obviously prolong his career. So it seems like a good fit there. I guess I'm not crushed. I wouldn't expect the Cubs to spend that kind of money on a guy who's 30-something years old, especially when they have a kid like Kyle Schwarber in the system. I mean, they're so high on Schwarber and the progress that he's made. You know, you'd hate to have somebody sign for that long term and then kind of block Schwarber coming up.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you could have gotten Martin on a 3-year contract, maybe a 4-year contract, you could say, okay, this buys Schwarber time to develop. We don't have to rush him. And left-handed hitter, right-handed hitter, we can get them both at bats when Schwarber's ready, and then maybe possibly trade Martin for the fourth year of Schwarber's develop. But 5 years, I agree with you, that would be sort of a deal breaker on that. And now moving on to the main event of free agency, going out to try to land a number one starter. The Cubs in very heavily on John Lester, Kerry, but how do you gauge their interest in the other top free agent starters that are on the market, Max Scherzer, and to a lesser degree, James Shields? Do you think it's Lester or bust, or do you think their interest could shift from Lester to one of the other guys, you know, as the process plays out?
Well, that you're right that they're bringing Lester in on probably one of the worst days in Chicago in terms of single digits, and there's a nasty wind chill, and so hopefully they've got the car warmed up and a nice coat for him, so it's a pleasant day. I don't know. I haven't heard as much talk about Scherzer and Shields. What they could do, let's say they don't get Lester, what they could do is they could angle more towards somebody like a Jason Hamill and bring him back, and then, you know, take their chances that way. I think Theo has taken the attitude that they don't, this is not a, 2015 is not a make or break season for them in terms of, you know, they're missing that one piece that's going to get them to the World Series. 2015 is still another year of development, and they've got, they're going to have a lot of young players on the roster. They're going to have a lot of guys that it's just still going to take some time with these kids. And so if they don't get Lester, I'm sure they'd be disappointed, but I also think that they could fill in with a guy like a Jason Hamill, who really worked well with Chris Bosio, the pitching coach, when he was there before. They could fill in with, you know, maybe they could go and pursue again the Cole Hamels talks, you know, with the Phillies, or go some other route and fill in the rotation that way.
Kerry, thank you very much. For Kerry Muscat, this has been Phil Rogers. This is MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs edition.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.